in this conference and I'm doing hands-on things and I am seeing things with my own eyes, I'm there and they're having us do activities and touch things and manipulate things. And it brought me to the question of why am I learning now the way that I wanted to learn when I was a child?
I think that the UnConference was a fantastic way to get the educators out into the facilities in Pittsburgh that some of us knew very little about.
I wish that more of my colleagues could have been here today. I think that there are so many things right in our backyard. I wish I could have went on all of them because I heard about other people's experiences.
I went to the Dream Flight adventure at Shaler, and they really opened my eyes to the amazing experiences that you can give to children. It was kind of like just going on a ride through the Magic School Bus.
A new idea that I will put into practice from the UnConference is this idea of storyboarding, which is what we talked about at Maya Design, and this idea of allowing children or even allowing ourselves really to use drawings and working through this idea of problem solving and conveying information, not just through speech, but through pictures.
First, I went to the Union Project in Highland Park, and that was a neat space for artists and anyone who has like an idea of how to engage the community. They called it kind of like an incubator. You can go there and teach a class. And we went to their ceramics studio, which was a really inspiring space. The ceramics manager, Jenna, she showed us how to make finger puppets out of clay, which would be a really excellent project for kids.
Today when we visited Maya Designs, we did a really cool activity where we had to design an object that was already named a helicopter whirly ball. And it was really cool because it forced us to collaborate as a group and to work together to try and come up with this object and its purpose. And it was really cool because it brought in the cooperative learning aspect where we all had to take our ideas and share them and see what we like, what we didn't like, what would work and what probably wouldn't work. It was just a lot of fun and it didn't feel like an assignment at all. It felt like something totally new and something that we could just play with and explore.
Today was just a magnificent day of learning and being able to see how to incorporate things into a classroom setting like they were doing at Shaler. They got it into the curriculum, their teachers were involved, the students are united and working together using teamwork, critical thinking, problem solving, and just expanding that out-of-the-box thinking, you know, that's going to support them for the rest of their lives, and I want to be a part of that.
It's so cliche, but it's true. Children are our future. I never want to restrict a child to thinking one way. I want my students to really not be afraid to use their brains to think.
When students develop a love of learning, they're more open. And if you're not careful, school can be a place where that natural curiosity, that natural creativity can be stunted.
We can stop the prison making if we invest more in the early childhood.
I'm really grateful I got to come. It's been really excellent.
I had a lot of fun. That's about it. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, and it makes me more excited for the education field, and I can't wait to implement a lot of these ideas with my students.
I mean, honestly, I would just like to thank the people that worked at UnConference. Thank you, Shaler Elementary School, for opening their doors. Kara Eckert, the superintendent, she really took a step forward and brought these ideas to life, and I just am so thankful for Pacey and Nacy and the robotics team and the technology team to get together to facilitate something like this because it was so emotional, eye-opening, and just something that really gives me a drive to go forward and do something awesome.